You are listening to the Vendor Diaries Finale, a podcast special on the Sweet Tooth Vegan. I'm your host, Shalina, and thank you so much for listening. On February 17th, 2019 was the first annual Toronto Black Vegan Festival, and I decided to send an invite to the vendors that were there so that they could share their experiences from that day. In this segment, I interview Karen of Hummingbird Personal Chef Services, and I also share about my experiences as a vendor at this event as well. So, without further ado, here is episode 25, Vendor Diaries Part 3.
So, my name is Chef Karen, and I have a Hummingbird Personal Chef Services. I started this business about 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And in the past 2 years, I've been venturing more onto a vegan, I guess, menu, trying to promote more of a plant-based lifestyle. With that, I've been doing like vegan meal plans, vegetarian meal plans. And then my latest venture has been my vegan patties, which I promoted at the Afro Vegan Festival this past month.
Yeah, those patties were amazing.
Thank you.
Oh man, I'm so glad my mom got some before like they all went out.
They were all out.
Yeah, but they were so good. For me, a brief introduction for me. I just recently started my business, the Sweet Tooth Vegan, this year. So it's a bakery and a podcast, and I bake vegan goods. And then for my podcast, I interview mostly vegans. I've had non-vegans on the show as well. And my hope with the podcast is just to build genuine connections with the plant-based community. And with my bakery, my hope is just to introduce people to vegan desserts that actually taste good, because I know sometimes vegan food gets a bad rep. So my hope is to change that.
Awesome. That's good. And your pumpkin scones were amazing.
Thank you. I didn't know you got one.
I'm a big fan of pumpkin in that form, but it definitely was the right amount of ginger, cinnamon, pumpkin all rolled into one.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that was a big hit. That was one of my popular items. Thanks for sharing. And so our first discussion point is to talk about one highlight you experienced at this event.
A highlight of the event was how extremely popular the vegan patties were. I wasn't anticipating the crowd that I had at my booth to be the way it was, just because there's other vendors there and there's a lot of other things going on, but it was a huge success for us, especially since we were featuring it for the first time in such a large capacity.
Right. Yeah, those patties were great. And I even had like a few people at the end that came late, and they were talking about that, like, oh, I heard there was fat patties, but I missed out.
Yeah,
keep making those.
I know, trust me, I know. I've been doing really well with orders since the show, like nonstop, so.
Nice.
It was a huge success.
Nice. For me, one highlight that I experienced at the event, so I used to go to, I went to Ryerson University. I had a couple, I think there was like six students from Ryerson that I met. A few of them I've met a week before because I did a small show there. But just like getting the support from them was a great, like a highlight for me. And also one of them was a journalist student. So she actually interviewed me for her one of her assignments. So that was cool.
Which is awesome, yes.
Yeah. So yeah, big up my Ryerson crew, Ryerson people. All right, so our next discussion point is to talk about one low light that you experienced.
Wow. A low light for me was probably where my station was set up, because it was right by where they had all the tables where people can sit. So it was making it hard for people to access my booth a bit once it got crowded, and the booth that was next to me. I felt really bad for them because like their signs get knocked over, and then like their stuff had fallen onto my stuff, so then I had to kind of help them pick it up. So it's kind of distracting me from being able to connect with the customers and the people that were there to experience the patties. But other than that, like, and the parking, other than that,
Oh.
everything else was okay. What was your low light?
For me, wait, so parking, you mean like we ha the fact that we had to pay or like you couldn't
No,
find?
the fact of like when you come in to unload, like you had to wait for the cars that were there to leave first,
Oh, yeah.
type of thing. They wouldn't open up the gates to let more than three cars in at a time. So it's just like
Yeah.
that took away, because when I got there was already three cars there, but then there weren't even three cars unloading, they were just parked.
Oh no. Yeah, I came really early. I was like one of the first people. So I'm like, I don't want to go through that. But low light I experienced was there was a lady that came to my booth. She, I don't know what the political term is, but she's deaf. I don't know if, do we still use that? Deaf, hard of hearing? Yeah, so she.
Hearing impaired. Yeah, she came to my booth too.
Okay, Courage, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she came and she was just asking if my podcast had a transcript. And what's interesting is like when I first start out my podcast, I would transcribe all my episodes, like the earlier episodes. But then it got really time consuming and tiring. So that was kind of a letdown for her and for me, 'cause I was like, oh man, like not my podcast is not accessible to everyone. But
To everyone, yeah.
yeah, I asked her like through like we were communicating on her phone texting, and I asked her if there's any programs that she knows of, like transcribing programs, and I'd be happy to do that. But to manually do it, it's hard.
Time-consuming.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, that's definitely something you have to look into yourself too, to find a program app or something to help with that, just to cut down on the time it takes for you to do that.
Yeah, for sure. And then really quickly, another whole low light would be like not at the event, but leading up to it, the I had so many baking mishaps that happened at the
Oh, man.
commercial kitchen I was at. But what's interesting is the product actually turned out good, even though I made mistakes. So like I figured out a new recipe because of it.
Oh, that's the thing about baking, it's a science, right? So there's so much trials and error, and sometimes you might accidentally switch something or misplace some small ingredient or whatever the case may be, or the temperature might be off, but then your product still turns out either better than how it was before, and sometimes it can turn out worse, and then sometimes it can turn out to be like something you never thought it would have been. So then you've kind of created a new recipe within a recipe, in a sense.
Right. Yep, that's exactly what happened. Yeah. All right, and then the final discussion point is just to share some takeaways, some new things that you learned that will perhaps add like to the growth or development of your business.
Some takeaway. Well, not to underestimate the power of vegan food. And the fact that, especially with a vegan patty, because patty is a traditional West Indian staple, Jamaican staple, and a lot of people who have become vegan, become vegetarian, will still like to enjoy some things that they used to have when they weren't vegan or vegetarian, but then at the same time, you know, it's kind of hard to find that, and I try my best to replicate that same flavor, that same smell, that same feeling you get when you would have eaten a traditional patty with this vegan patty. Also, to make sure I triple up on the amount that I make if I do the show again, because it's something that people, is a quick snack that people can grab and go. Right. So it makes it a lot more popular in a sense, and easier for people to hold while they walk around and shop and get their like pumpkin scones or their Nature's Butter or their Beast-Free like sweetener, you know what I mean? As right. opposed to a big container of food that you can't really do anything with. You have to sit down and eat and you miss out on everything else.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Yeah, it's a quick snack. It's easy. Tasty.
Yeah. All the things I was going for when I created the product is just trying to give people that comfort vegan food that they were used to before they became vegan, if people just started the journey. And also, just because there's vegetarian patties out there, and a lot of people don't realize that vegetarian patties contain animal fat in them, in the crust. Mm. Whether or not the filling is all vegetable, the crust has, you know, hidden animal fat in there. So that's another reason why I decided to create this product, because I wanted something that was completely vegan, plant-based, but then still had that comfort feel. Because a traditional patty is like, it's not 100 calories and zero fat. It's like, you know, a lot of calories, a lot of fat. But then with this patty, I try to cut that in half, but then still keeping the flavor and the similarities.
Right. Yeah, and you did a great job, as I said. Anyone listening, definitely, if you're in the GTA, check out Karen's patties, because they're amazing.
Yes, you guys can, anyone can order them online at hummingbirdeats.com if you're interested in trying them, or if you had them at the show and you want to order them because you didn't get a chance to get a card or to get a patty, then definitely order online.
Hmm. Yeah. And one takeaway for me, I realized that the square option of paying is very popular. So I, at my first event, which was a week before at Ryerson, like the first maybe 30 minutes, I didn't set up my square because I didn't think, you know, people would use it.
But people would want to use,
Yeah, at this event, I would say majority of my customers used Square. And there's one point where the connection wasn't working. This was like towards the end.
I had to stop using mine because of that too. Because I wasn't expecting people were going to use Square for the patties, because I wasn't selling them by the boxes, right? As they're individually sold. But then people are buying like 6 and 7 at a time. So then they're like, oh, do you have tap? I'm like, oh, okay. So then I had to set it up too. And I was the first set of people once we opened. But then after that, everyone started bringing cash and it was a lot easier flow-wise.
Okay. Yeah, I think a few people experienced that too, like their square wasn't connecting anymore. Then I had to resort to e-transfer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I know, I think another vendor was also doing that. Yeah. Beast-Free, they were doing that as well, where they're doing the email transfer.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it was actually the customer, she recommended that. I didn't even think of e-transfer.
Think about doing that, yeah.
Yeah, well, that concludes the discussion points. I don't know if you wanted to maybe expand or share more about your services. Like you briefly mentioned about your website.
Well, you guys can all find me on Instagram or Facebook. Like I said, it's a personal chef services, so I cater to all dietary restrictions, dietary needs, dietary preferences. And the vegan patties is a new venture on our many list of culinary things that we do within the GTA. And you can find how to order our meal packages, vegan treats, vegan patties online at hummingbirdeats.com or connect with us on Instagram at hummingbirdpcs. And
Awesome.
yeah.
And what's your Facebook?
Facebook is Hummingbird Personal Chef Services
Oh, okay.
or Hummingbird Zero at Hummingbird 09.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be on the show. And
Thank you for having me.
you're welcome. And we'll stay connected.
Awesome, definitely.
All right.
Have a good one.
Thank you, you too. And that concludes the Vendor Diaries finale. I would love to hear your feedback on this series, so feel free to comment through the platform that you're listening on, or you can go to my website, which is thesweettoothvegan.com, and under the podcast heading, you could click the episode and leave a comment in the comment section. Stay tuned for a series that I'm bringing back to the show called Mind Your Business: Tips for Building Your Brand. The businesses that will be featured are East End Vegan, Dolled Up Desserts, Bartholomew Sisters, and Melanated Vegan, and Plant-Based Milkshake. Thank you so much for listening, and take care.